After 1 month had passed o'er, did of his wound begin to mend, then for his virgin he did send. She dreaded much, yet did appear, says he, sweet virgin, do not fear. The wound you gave me late is well, but now a greater wound I feel. And you can cure it ere you part, although it hath pierced through my heart. It's but consenting for to be wedded, fair maid, this day to me. The maiden blushing thus did say, oh, do not scoff me now, I pray. Good sir, let not my poverty be pastime for this company. No, virgin, I do know you're true, and chastity I knows your due. Then give consent, fair maid, that I may be thy bridegroom presently. My coach is ready at the gate, and I the happy minute wait, and holy am at your command, then grant your heart and tender hand. The rose virgin then did give her heart and hand while she should live, and said she faithful should be seen as any duchess or a queen. The esquire then this maid did kiss, and swore he had his only bliss, and bid each servant haste away to bring the tradesfolks that same day. When they did come, the virgin then was dressed as fine as any queen, and then this loving couple went for to be wed to their content. The country round with joy did sing, the bells to 4 a week did ring. She jointured in estate most clear, in lands £500 a year. And open house they daily keep, that all that comes may drink and eat. Thus mirth does daily there abound, nothing but joy is to be found. Thus, maidens, all you see the hap that falls into a virgin.